On Wednesday's front page, Mitt Romney sailed to an easy victory in the Illinois primary, beating Rick Santorum and adding to his delegate lead. Generic drugs are proving resistant to damage suits. Lower courts are taking their cue from a Supreme Court decision that said patients can't sue generic drug makers the way they can sue brand name drug companies. And stand-up comedians are selling laughs by the download, and guess what? They're laughing all the way to the bank. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Mitt Romney won the Illinois primary. After only narrow margins of victory in battleground states like Michigan and Ohio, Romney was headed to a sizable win over Rick Santorum. Romney's aides are hoping he'll increase his lead in delegates enough to stop the talk of a contested convention. Illinois is the third state in the industrial Midwest that Romney has carried in the last month. Exit polls showed Romney won among moderates and wealthier voters who usually support him, but he also did well among Tea Party supporters and married women who usually vote for Santorum. Coming up for the Republicans are expensive primaries in states like Maryland, New York, and Pennsylvania. The candidates are running low on money. That's making them more and more reliant on so-called super PACs. In February, Mitt Romney spent $900,000 more than he raised. Rick Santorum closed out February with $2.6 million on hand, but close to $1 million in debts. Also on Wednesday's front page, the stalemate in Syria. Times reporter Ann Barnard has a news analysis piece that says President Bashar al-Assad has overwhelming firepower and a willingness to kill. He could hold on to power for years. But many Syrians say force is unlikely to wipe out Syria's unpredictable insurgency. They also say Assad can never go back to ruling the way he used to. In Florida, the death of a black teenager has people taking a second look at a law on self-defense. 20 other states have laws like the one in Florida. It gives the benefit of the doubt to someone who claims self-defense, no matter where a killing takes place. States with more restrictive laws limit self-defense claims to one's own home. In Florida, 17-year-old Trayvon Martin was shot by a white Hispanic crime watcher. Martin's parents say they can hear him on 911 tapes pleading for his life. It probably seems like one of those little things that's hardly worth worrying about. Do you get a generic drug or the brand name one? That little question can have not so little legal consequences. It's become the deciding factor in whether a patient can take a drug company to court. Wednesday's Times says lawsuits aimed at generic drugs are being thrown out across the country. This comes in the wake of a 2011 Supreme Court decision that found four generic drug makers. The court said the manufacturers did not have control over what their labels said, so they couldn't be sued for failing to alert patients about the risks of taking their products. Here in New York, labor leaders are looking forward to a better relationship with City Hall after Mayor Michael Bloomberg leaves office at the end of next year. The candidates looking to replace him are fostering those hopes. They're more ideologically aligned with labor than Bloomberg has been. They also want the financial support of the unions and the votes of union members. Stand-up comedians are selling laughs by the download. Louis C.K. has shown other comics that internet performances might be a way to avoid middlemen and censors. He released a stand-up special that was sold only as a $5 download. It's now grossed more than $1.1 million, enough for him to give his crew bonuses totaling $250,000. He's also given $280,000 to charities. Inside Wednesday's Times, a string of car bombings and suicide attacks jolted Iraq. This comes just days before Iraq is to welcome Arab League leaders for a widely anticipated meeting. At least 43 people were killed in attacks in a half dozen cities across Iraq. More than 100 were wounded. No one claimed responsibility, but the scale and timing were identical to previous attacks by the Sunni insurgent group known as Al-Qaeda in Iraq. In Wednesday's New York report, a longtime Vanano crime family associate turned government informer took the witness stand in Brooklyn federal court. Salvatore Vitale offered a list of commandments for anyone hoping to succeed in organized crime. He said, "Do what you're told and you'll be fine." He also said to get permission from someone higher up in the chain of command before carrying out a hit. It's a measured rebuttal to China. The Commerce Department will impose tariffs on imported solar panels. The agency decided they're illegally subsidized, but the tariffs are smaller than expected. Wednesday's Business Day section says the decision will probably heighten trade tensions with China. It's also likely to have implications for energy policy here in the U.S. Additional tariffs could be imposed in May. A bill that's supposed to help startup companies hit a roadblock in the Senate. The Senate postponed action after Democrats tried and failed to make changes not once, but twice. The House has already passed the bill. It would loosen disclosure requirements for companies that are trying to raise money by going public. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.